I know this probably sounds annoying, but bear with me. I'm trying to see if I can just, like, wash dishes while I podcast. So I'm just going to make a few different noises. And then I'm going to just test this out here. And then I'll continue with the episode after the intro if it's going to work out. Test. Lady Liberty. Alright, let's see how that sounds. That's about a minute of testing by the time I hit this button.
Fuel Lab Network.
Thank you for tuning in to WFLN. Recording live at the
Sin Syndrome Studio.
This is your boy, Make It Count Nick, in the nick of time. The Big Bad Wolf, all that, whatever you want to call me, Tony Stewart Jr. Thank you for tuning in to Ostracize Perspective.
Sin Syndrome Studio.
This is just too good.
So, that wasn't going to work out. I appreciate everybody who's listening this far in after that annoying little spout of me trying to figure out if I could wash dishes and podcast, but that definitely was not going to work out. It was way too loud. So let's just jump right into it. Thank you for listening to the Ostracized Perspective. This is your boy, In the Nick of Time, the Big Bad Wolf, Make It Count Nick. It's been a blasphemous mind in this head. I tell you, I just had a little bit too much time on my hands today. You know, I'm just washing dishes and cleaning up and things like that. You know, keeping my eye on the dogs, and I don't know, man. I just feel like I need to talk and just get things out and then be able to listen to it back one day. I think that's my whole goal and the whole podcasting thing is one day to be able to just listen back and, you know, smile and laugh, because it's just been very dark times. You know, I originally started this off like, you know, doing exactly what I said I don't want to do anymore, which is taking notes and saying, you know, this is what I want to talk about. So what I started off with on the paper, and that's probably what you'll see as the cover art, is where are we in society? That's what I wanted to talk about somehow. Now, I'll say towards the end of me writing all this, on this paper, it's one of these legal pads, I scratched that out and I put, where am I in society? Because it seems like after reviewing everything that I talked about, that it's all the things that either I'm bothered by or don't like, things like that, you know? And, you know, it's just something I just wanted to get across, just get it off my chest, you know, just stop dwelling on, kind of move forward. And that's what I kind of want to use podcasting for. Before, podcasting to me was going to be something completely different, but we'll just hop straight to the end of my notes and we'll just go ahead and knock that out. My situation, you know, financially things are very, very upside down and very tight as far as, you know, where I sit right now. I'm just not making the money that I used to, and it seems like it's getting harder and harder for me to get to that money that I used to make. It's killing my motivation. It's killing my happiness all around, and it's definitely being shown. Like, I don't know. I got last year in July, I started my LLC on the 1st, which is Fuel Lab Network. You know, I thought starting the LLC would bring me more, you know, more clients, bring me more business, bring me more focus to money and more finances, you know, things just coming in and out as far as money. A good flow of cash is pretty much what I'm trying to say. So I thought, you know, let's set up a LLC. You know, that way I can go ahead and start doing things a little bit bigger than I was before. You know, back then I was just Nick's Mini Mobile Car Wash. And I figured, you know, a car wash every weekend should be able to sustain and, you know, be able to help me build up. Well, for a while before starting the LLC, a car wash every weekend was no issue. I don't know if I was just a little bit more social at the time. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know where I lost myself. But I can definitely say that I want to point towards the next day. So July 1st, LLC is formed. I get an email notification, blah, 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 blah. I start learning about this thing called Forex, which is foreign exchange trading. You know, I think everything's going well. July 2nd comes and I go to work. I used to work for a local, I wouldn't say local. I used to work for a cable provider. And going to work, you know, thinking I'm just going to get maintenance done on my vehicle and, you know, go to work. You know, continue out my day and, you know, make customers happy, this, this, and this. That's what I love to do is just make people happy. And I end up going to work, getting maintenance done on my truck. I get pulled into the office. Getting pulled into the office goes into, turns into something completely different. Then next thing I know, I'm taking off my badge, taking the phone out my pocket and handing that over. And then getting dropped off to my apartment minutes before my girlfriend was going to leave for the beach, because that was one of her big things back then, was she was going to the beach as much as she could. You know, I went to work, she went to the beach, or she went to work. So get dropped off at home, and I paced up and down for about an hour outside my apartment. I don't even think I've ever told anybody this, but I literally paced up and down outside of my apartment because I was so conflicted with the idea that I just got dropped off by my manager from work. He took my badge and my phone, stopped my day of work, and stopped my way of making income for the day. So I go upstairs, I explain the situation to my girlfriend. And, you know, explaining the situation to my girlfriend was very a weakening feeling, because I've never felt like I would ever have to explain that to anybody. And, you know, I kind of still want to wait a little bit before I ever explain that on the podcast, if I ever do. But I got invited to go to the beach with her, and, you know, the situation was just like hitting me so hard that I just wanted to stay home. I stay home and I get the phone call. Hey, I just want to let you know that we made our decision and you were going to end our employment with you, this, this, and that. And it's just, sorry, I'm getting a whole bunch of text messages right now. I'm so rude by not turning off my vibrate, but it's not like I usually have any kind of time to myself anyways. But it's just, you know, it was just a weakening feeling because I've never been fired from a job. I've never been told, like, not to come back to a job, things like that. And just the way that everything went so quick, I don't know. It's, I feel like that's what shook me back then. I mean, since then, there's been bad experiences, and it's just so many, like, just so many bad experiences as far as, like, friends not being friends, and not the whole new society thinking of, oh, well, they didn't like my post, so they can't be my friend kind of thing. Like, just friends showing me their real side of them and showing me what they're really about. You know, it's just, it's saddening to see, like, what society turns into as you get older. And I'm happy because I'm seeing one of my my campers. He's working hard and, you know, doing the things that I know he used to see me doing. And sometimes, like, I almost want to cry because I wish that I could work that hard again and, you know, move in the way that he's moving. I know he's making money and loving it out there. And like I said, you know, I'm living in a lot of fear right now as far as finances go. You know, money's not what it used to be. Money's definitely not going to the places it needs to go on time. So, you know, my car is sitting outside and I'm just trying to think of ways to come up on the money to pay for my car payment. You know, ways to pay for my phone bill, which I haven't paid since last month. Or now 2 months. Ways to pay for my car insurance that comes on the 5th of next month. You know, things are just, it's tough. I'm trying to work through it. you know, working a new job because the opportunity that I had to be taken from me, and not the cable job, but the new opportunity that I had, which was working at the port, had to be taken from me because of the fact that I can't get an ID due to me getting into a legal situation in Georgia that has no type of paper trail for me to grab a hold of and get my, you know, get anything situated so that I can go to work. So clearly saying that, you know, I'm still employed by them, but I just don't work for them anymore. I work for a detailing company here in Tampa, Florida. Now, and like I said, I'm a detailer, but now I have to work for a detailing company making less money than I would love to make, doing less things than I would want to do, making more people disappointed every single day. And sorry about being emotional, but this is literally what I need, is just to get some of this out. But, you know, I feel like I've definitely let a lot of people down since last July. And I continue to let people down because of the fact that it's just like, somehow I'm not able to grasp myself and figure out where I need more work. But, like I said, you know, I just want to one day be able to look back and listen to myself 11 minutes, 12 minutes, 13 minutes into a podcast and say, like, I remember back then when, you know, I thought this was over and I thought everything was over. I remember the days, like, now I remember the days when I was working a good job, stable money, stable job, and was able to go to the beach, call out of work, and, you know, just relax because I wasn't feeling too good, or just, you know, just breathe. These days, I feel like I'm constantly under pressure. I'm constantly under fire. And it's scary. It's really scary. You know, for about 2 years or so, I would say, like, I kind of distanced myself from my own family. You know, my parents, they love me more than anything, but I've distanced myself from them to a point now that it's like, it's hard for me to turn around and try to be that same son that I used to be, or the son that they know. I think that in the time of me being, you know, destructed, I've lost myself enough to have my girlfriend lose interest in you know, in us, in what we could be. My friends, the ones who I call friends now, you know, they come around, but they come around at the times when it seems like things are just good, but when the times are bad, it's just, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's me shuddering away or if the vibe is just there or what. And see, like, I didn't even want to do a depressing type of podcast like this, but like I said, I need to get this kind of stuff out to let people know out there, like, you know, if you're struggling right now, you're not alone. You know, there's other people out here struggling hard. There's people who could paint a smile every single day for the next 2-3 years and really be under some super construction, some super just criticism and hatred, and I don't know. Just life isn't what it used to be, and I would love to get my life back. I'd love to get me back, me smiling again. You know, me watching TV and sports and having just a normal life again, you know. Like, for the longest while, I've tried to stay off of social media because social media, all it did was bring me issues. You can't even speak your mind anymore. You can't even like a picture anymore. You can't even just, like, show support for people no more. Because it comes across as something else for other people. And you have to worry about what other people think. And it's not like you have to worry. But it's like, unless you want to lose some of those people around you, you have to worry. You have to worry. So while everybody else's eyes are glued, opinions are less relevant. Focus is stolen. Just to check a phone. And people want to have the same friendships and relationships that they used to have before. Knowing damn well that phone usage is definitely what comes in between people. There's a reason why when some jobs hire you on, they want you to leave your phone in a locker or in your book bag or in your car. It's a distraction. It's a distraction from what's really going on. You're at work. Focus on that. You know, I am one that can definitely say, like, I suffer from that. Like, sometimes I'm way too focused on the phone. And then the times that I should be focused on the phone, I'm not. The times that people want to focus on the phone is to stare at the GPS rather than to learn where they're going and test themselves the next time to see if that they remember where they're going. They'd rather live off the GPS. I just had to tell myself the other day, stop looking at the GPS. I stopped looking at the GPS. If I know where I'm going, I'm not putting that on. Because why am I putting it on? Am I dependent on that? Do I need it? It's just sick. Music. When it comes to music, you hear less hits. And when I say hits, I mean hits. Like, you hear less people putting out good music. Like, the last time I remember a year of good music, DJ Khaled put out music. I was with T-Mobile. I had T-Mobile as a phone. And that was a year of good music. And now we got DJ Khaled coming back around. We got Rihanna supposedly coming back around. At the same time of us having Cardi B and Where's Drake? There's something going on as far as just the frequencies that are in the vibes of the earth. It's just something is up, and I don't know if it's just something's up here in my mind, or if it's just something is up, but something is up. All this trolling and clout chasing, people fighting over jewelry, jumping people for jewelry, not even getting a good fight in. You got people like Lil Pump. I watch Lil Pump on Adam 22. I love the kid. Because, like he has a catchy beat and everything like that, but to sit there and listen to a guy super drugged out, not realizing that he's super drugged out, not realizing where his coherency is not, like, that's the kind of exposure that I feel like people need to understand, that drugs is not something to play with. And this is not me saying that off of, oh, I'm just always a anti-drug type of person. I'm open to the idea of some drugs. I am open to the idea of people taking some drugs to get past in their day or to get by, to medicate themselves. Do I think self-medication is right? No. But I do understand why people self-medicate. I do understand why people are ready to go out there and learn about different drugs and try different drugs and experience it themselves rather than to hear it. Some people don't want to just hear it. They want to understand it. And then some people get stuck never understanding what's going on here. It's sad to see people like Lil Pump in these videos, you know, like kids losing his mind. And if he's not losing his mind, he's got us all like just watching. And I'm afraid of what could happen. Now, in recent time, there was something that happened with, I'm hoping that this dates back, you know, in recent time, there was something that happened with a guy named Jussie Smollett. He was an actor. So if you're listening to this in the future, just know, look up Jussie Smollett. You got people who are so ready to be famous or so ready to make money. It doesn't mean anything now because it's after the fact, but I knew it was bullshit from the start. You can ask my girlfriend now if she's my wife later. You can ask my wife later. Like, I knew this was bullshit from the start. The story makes no sense. The story was too vulgar for something like that. I'm not going to say we don't have the hate crime like that right now. Because in my situation, my hate crimes have never been that far. But that was a very, very far hate crime for a specific person. Too specific. It had to be fake. We got people like 6ix9ine in jail. Probably never to be seen again. And now all we know is you went to jail for some shit. You say you weren't part of the shits. You snitch to get out of the shits. Some people understand, some people don't. And I'm one of those who can say, I understand. If you didn't have nothing to do with it, it's not snitching. It's not snitching. Like, he's the musician. He's the one with a life that he was going to carry on without doing the bullshit. He was trying to make a change. And that's off of the strength of what he was saying, that he was trying to make a change. If he was trying to make a change, give that man some time, you know? But now you're in a situation where you won't ever be seen again as Tekashi 6ix9ine. And if you are seen again, hopefully things die down. Because you already know what the questions will be, like the interview questions, the documentary, all that. It's sad. Politics. There is no interest with the young. And when I say no interest, not enough interest. There's too much stuff going on these days for us not to be paying attention to the crap that's going on. There's it's just, it's sick out here. It is sick out here. What is going on? Now, tell me how the other day I went to do an interview with Stanley Steemer. And the only reason why I'm going to go ahead and speak on it is because I signed nothing saying that I wouldn't come out and speak out against it. I went to Stanley Steemer the other day for an interview. I go through the whole spiel. Dude was real nice with me, you know, explaining to me his background story, this, that, and that, blah, blah, blah. Coming to find out, for me to get the job at Stanley Steemer, I would have to cut my hair. Now, let me ask you something. Without hearing my voice, with just seeing my, if you could see my face, what does that have to do with anything Stanley Steemer related? What if I'm going to be vacuuming and fragrancing people's carpets, cleaning it up for them? What does that have to do with them? What does that have to do with anybody? What does my hair have to do with anybody? Now, keeping it clean, no problem. Keeping it nice and shaved up, no problem. But I will not cut my locks for nobody. I will not. And that's what I walked out of there saying. Because in my mind, that should be illegal. If a dude walked in if a dude walked in, and I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, I'm just saying, like, anybody, if anybody else walked in with a man bun, no problem, right? This hair don't grow to man bun. So this hair has to be locked. This hair has to be put this way so that I can do what I want to do with my hair the same way that anybody else who walked into that job wanted to do anything they wanted to do with their hair. But because my hair is locked, I would have to cut my hair and keep it low. No. But guess what? Guess what? Just on Friday, they made it legal. Now, if a job wants to discriminate against my hair, if they want to discriminate against my hair and say it's not a job for me, they can do that. My ostracized perspective on that, that is bullshit. There's no reason why that shouldn't be that's total discrimination. When you have anybody else out here walking around with their hair as long as they want it. As long as they want it. It doesn't distract them from work. It doesn't stop their workflow. It doesn't stop the type of person they are. You allow that from any other race. Any other race. It comes to me, though. I have to cut my shit. Let me explain something to y'all. In Georgia, my legal situation was nowhere far from racist. It was nowhere far from me just being in the situation due to my race. I've been dealing with this shit for way too long. And now I'm to the point where I gotta sit here and talk to my girlfriend in my interracial relationship. Why do I have to explain to her that I might have to cut my hair? The hair that she loves so much. Why do I have to put myself through that where I got to think about my next financial steps through my hair? It's just like, I don't know if we're going forward or backward. And, you know, I got too many opinions coming at me for me to even say which way I think we really are going. Like, I really do want to believe that things can get better than this. Things can go north. But in my life so far, things have done nothing but go south. And it's all been on the same category. And as I get older, it's like it's more and more apparent. It's sad that it's this way, but it's more and more apparent. It's to the point where sometimes I do want to move. I want to see what it's like somewhere else. You know? If, you know, this relationship can stay stable and I can start making more money and, you know, bring us a little bit more happiness. Honestly, my money's not ran on happiness. My happiness isn't ran on money. It's just that right now, I live in a state that it's hard to be happy. Like, how can you be happy when you know that you're not going to be able to make some of these next payments, or you might not be able to afford to do the things you used to do? That's where your happiness starts to lose itself, or at least mine is. And it's not that I feel like it's going to be this way forever, because I've definitely enjoyed every single day of my life this whole year. This whole year, I've enjoyed every single day of my life. I've made sure that I enjoy my day. But I want to enjoy more. I want to enjoy what I used to enjoy. I want to be able to... I've always said, like, I want to go back into... when I was a kid, my parents were... I was fortunate enough to be put through soccer, football, taekwondo. I think I did basketball for free. I've never played a game of baseball. I would love for somebody to teach me baseball right now. I would love for somebody to teach me kickboxing right now. I would love to go and rejoin my Krav Maga class that I did two or three classes of, right now. Learn something, you know? That's what money brings me, is things for me to learn. Right now, it's hard for me to learn anything. And I'm not saying that as one of these lazy millennials. Oh, it's hard for me to learn because this isn't this. I don't want to read, blah, 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 blah. I'll read it. I'll watch it. But when can I apply it? If This is the race that I have to serve under. And you won't accept me as who I am. It's not that I have to do this. I want to be who I am. But now I got to question myself on if that's what I want now. If I want to change who I am. And I hate it. I hate it. I just want to thank everybody who listened for 30 freaking minutes of me rant about what I hate. And I want everybody to understand that all of what I hate, I'm still going to be me. I'm still trying to be me. That's the fight that I have right now. Hold on one second. This dog is crazy. Lady! Lady Liberty, come here. Right now. Right now. Come sit. Sorry about that. One day, hopefully, I could, explain the Lady Liberty story. But I just want to thank everybody who's sat through this whole podcast to listen to me rant. I want to thank myself because I know one day I'm going to listen back to this. And I'm thanking myself now for later for going through all this shit, you know? And not for only going through all this shit, but for documenting it and helping everybody else out by listening to the shit that I got to go through so that hopefully one day they don't got to go through it as well. So please keep following the podcast. If you have been Reddit people who've been listening, I thank you guys. I appreciate everybody. I just hope everybody can, you know, just have good thoughts for me. Have good prayers out there for me, if that's what you do. Just keep me there, you know, because it's hard right now. But I promise that I'll keep fighting through.